Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
Relating by God's love can create many wonderful things in people's lives. A simple hello or just taking time to talk to someone in your busy day may have dramatic effects in their life. Hi, I'm Ron, your host. And today, the family discusses how we can take very practical steps in walking out God's love through us in our daily lives.
When I was in a church in San Diego, it was interesting. We had some visitors come in. A couple of us went and talked to them, and they said, "You're so close." And we go, "What do you mean we're so close?" And they actually told me that they came from a place that was higher than we were, and that our reaching in is getting close to where they're at. And we said, well, please describe and help us in getting to a higher level then. And they said, no, you just have to keep on the track you're on, and then you'll be fine. Actually, it bothered me, so I kind of asked the Lord about it. And the fact remained that they didn't come to create relationships. They came to show that they were better than we were. And so I learned that at that point. The Lord showed me that was very real, because you don't want to go to somebody and tell them all the stuff you know, because there's no relationship created out of that. It becomes an arrogance. And so from that point on, I always listened real close to somebody who created a relationship, whether they were on the same level, a different level, higher level, lower level. If it was a five-year-old child, that relationship is what mattered. One of my mentors, he said that he listens to a child in the event maybe God would speak through them. And so when I have taken that attitude, I learned from every situation becomes a lesson in relating to people. Even just saying hi to somebody creates a relationship, you know, and you make a connection, and who knows, you may have just changed their whole day. They may have just been yelled at by their boss, or they may have had another situation, a call come in giving them bad news, and that little touch of a good morning, or how you doing, you know, with a happy attitude, with an open spirit to them, that might be what makes their whole day. It's the relationship that matters. And so you don't want to come in with that arrogance, is what I'm saying. You want to come in with an expectation or a hope. I think expectation is more the right word, that God's going to speak to me through somebody. And I want to hear what the Lord has to say. The person may not even know, you know, they're speaking from the Lord. But, you know, he might just have something to say that's going to meet me, release me, make a connection that will be brother or brother and sister or whatever for life. Or, you know, who knows what the outcome will be. That's up to the Father.
One of the things you're saying, Alan, is really important, that is to speak. Even just like you said, a hi. Hello, how are you today? Even a smile, an eye contact with a smile, because you can impart. And the thing that I'm reminded of is God freights our words, and it's up to him to load them up. It's not something we project. Even if we discern something, we let him load up our words with his spirit, with what he wants to get across to that person. I know we've all been recipients of a blessing just from a hello, or somebody stopped and talked to us. Haven't talked to this guy for months, and you only talk 5 minutes. And maybe it wasn't about anything about the Lord. It was about something that happened 5 months ago, last time you talked. And I am so amazed and so thankful how God flows that way. That takes the responsibility away from us. Oh, I've got to think up something. I've got to come up with something. No, I just open up and be an agency. I draw from the Lord and I let it flow out, whether it be from my hands or my mouth or just a smile.
Yeah, and it's that, it creates that relationship. It's really a phenomenon. We don't know if we're going to help save someone's life in respect, in just being a channel that the Lord can use to touch someone's heart. And that's what it's all about is, he said the two things, you know, you worship him and you bless your brother. You do those two things, you're in.
It's interesting because when you're talking, I was thinking about something I heard today in a message that it all begins with receiving God's love.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the word that we only love because he first loved us. And so then, you know, other places in the Bible it talks about, you know, loving God, but it's a premise back to first receiving his love. That is the basic principle if you're going to do what you guys are talking
exactly.
about. If you're going to say hi to somebody, if you're going to create a relationship, none of that works on a human level without first receiving his love into your spirit. Receiving his love, then it all works.
Correct.
Because then you have something to impart. You have something to give. I'm loving what you guys are saying today because it's just, I just feel like it's washing over me and releasing me from, you know, a lot of things. Feeling like you have to produce something or feeling like you go through your day and you go, what did I accomplish? I kind of look back at it and go, well, I said hi to this guy and what did I accomplish? Well, who knows what I accomplished if I had the love of God in me and I just said hi to somebody, or it might have changed their life. And the importance of relationship is way more important than having all the answers or all that stuff. That's so way down the line, I think, in God's heart. He just wants people to love one another with his love.
Yes.
You know, there's a scripture that says one planted and one watered and one caused to grow. That, to me, is how it works. I'm walking down the street. I don't know the guy. Eye contact. I smile, nod my head, maybe say hello, have a good day. I left something there. Wasn't me. He's going to go maybe on to work. And he's going to take what he received. He's going to pass it on. And not only is he going to pass it on, but God's going to add more to it. And it's kind of fun, you know. It's like a child's game. Let's go love some people and see what we can set in motion.
Will you become a channel of God's love? Taking the time in your day to simply say hi to a stranger or talking to your neighbor may be the very actions of kindness that really make the real impact in the lives around us and change the world we live in.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live. Behind the Veil.